Hi, this is Lily with Lily on Air. Hi everyone and welcome to my podcast Lily on Air. As you know, this is normally in German, but I really wanted to give a chance for all the English spoken people. So I got me a little help from Clary and she translated for me so I can speak this in English for you. So welcome everyone, I'm happy you tuned in. Today I will tell you why I chose to do a podcast and what is about it, particularly it is the self-realization. We start right away with the question, why did I choose the podcast? It's very interesting. Let me go back in time. As a musician, I used to travel and be on stages in smaller and bigger concerts. Around me, people used to say, you have a nice speaking voice, you should go on the radio or TV. Then in my previous job, I was a radio operator. Some might remember when I was at the UN, people used to say the same. Oh, whenever you're on the radio, colleagues turn it on and listen to it. After that, I got asked by a family friend, if I would be interested in working at the radio station, knowing it is a visual impaired and blind association. Co-workers can be visually impaired, blind, completely blind, and with no light perception. All of them have their own stories, of course. I didn't have any problems with it. By that time, I had already founded a children's aid called Soul Help and went to many places such as child and youth emergency services. I have earned a lot of experience within my old job, of course, in my life too. A few people might be thinking now, wow, Lily, maybe you should tell us a little bit more about it. I might do that. Maybe. So that's when I was asked to start the job and immediately accepted this offer as I like to work on the radio and interview people. I saw myself sitting behind the microphone, bringing in my ideas and be curious. Because in general, I am a very curious person. I love to ask people things and read about people. I've read many books about the life of others and experiences people made. Maybe because I've been through a lot too. Of course, try to find answers about all this experience. Exchanging ideas and options with other people is something exciting. With the radio, there is this constant exchange. So I started with the job I was asked, and it was an amazing time and I learned so much. From my previous job, I learned a lot how to describe things, but I improved this skill as I had to describe things even better for blind people. One post that I published on Instagram with a beautiful beach, I captioned it exactly as I would describe it to a blind person. This post had such a positive reaction. I hope I could inspire some people with it. The time at the radio station was really thrilling and enriching for me, and I did many interviews also with sign people. After working on this radio, I continued with my gospel career where I joined the band. 2 years later, a gospel radio was founded and I got asked, due to my previous experience in the radio, if I would like to moderate and broadcast. Yes, of course, I said to this job. So this work was very exciting. I was on many stages and interviewed many people, international celebrities, and as a result, I had many collaborations. It was so amazing. We traveled a lot, went to stands at fairs. In this job, I was the moderator and I did the text, editing and research. So, all in all, it was a great time. After some time had gone by, I always thought, well, radio is my medium. Maybe I should make an application to a radio station. And so I applied to stations I really liked. But in that time, the requirements were different and technology evolved. You had to fulfill much more requisites than before. I don't know how it is nowadays, but in that time, a moderator had to do a lot of work besides the usual presenting, researching, writing the text, and moving the radio controllers. They had to have technical formation, which I didn't. And didn't have the drive nor the time to start school again to learn all of it, as I still had my music career which I wanted to go on. But I never forget how to work on the radio. It's like riding a bicycle. You have a talent and you will never lose it. I'm so grateful for all the experience I got by working on the radio station. But I knew then it was time to leave it behind and wait for the right moment. So before I started with this, I made a lot of notes on how to podcast. It is so different than production videos, being on stage, singing and producing music. Doing a podcast behind the microphone is something completely different than being in front of the camera. What kind of topics should I introduce to this podcast? I asked myself. I have right next to me here a list with a lot of things written down for you. I'm really happy and looking forward to starting this with you guys. Now you know why I started the podcast. And now I want to tell you why I choose the theme self-improvement and self-help as a topic. You know, it's a wide subject to talk about. We can talk about so many different things, you know. I'm also very versatile. If we would just sit next to each other, we would just jump from one topic to another. I know that. It would be so easy. So that's why I choose the general topic that provides a framework including most of my interests. So this is the reason. Everything we do, independently, if it is private or professional, brings a personal experience. And it doesn't matter what we do, there is always a result. People always want to improve and optimize themselves. The aim of this podcast is to gain experiences while listening to it, thinking, wow, I never thought of that way, or, well, sure, that could be like this. That's an optimization. Being part of a podcast is a give and a take, and that's so great and what I like. Therefore, self-improvement is our topic here on Lily on Air. So anybody who likes it and wants to participate or just wants to listen, I'm glad you tuned in. You're Lily. Until the next episode here on Lily on Air.